From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is demanding Pakistan crack down on the Taliban. Mr. Ghani's demands follow a car bomb explosion near Kabul airport. The attack killed 5 civilians and wounded 16. A Taliban spokesman said the attack targeted what he called foreign occupation forces. 2 suicide bombings in Iraq's eastern Diyala province killed at least 40 people and wounded dozens late Monday. One attack happened near the provincial capital, Baquba. A second car bomb blew up at a checkpoint east of the city. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. 2 women are suspected in an assault on the U.S. consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. One was injured in a gunfight with police. She's in custody while a second remains at large. The leftist Revolutionary People's Liberation Army Front is claiming responsibility. Earlier, a bomb exploded at a police station in another section of Istanbul. Hurriyet Daily News reports 1 police officer was killed. Kenya and Uganda have agreed on the route for a pipeline that will carry crude oil from Uganda to the Kenyan coast. The pipeline will run for about 1,500 kilometers. That decision was announced Monday after talks between Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni and Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta in the Ugandan capital. Police in eastern India say a stampede Monday outside a Hindu temple killed at least 10 people and injured 15. Authorities said the incident happened as thousands of people took part in a religious festival in Jharkhand State. People rushed toward the temple just after its doors opened. This is VOA News. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, is getting mixed reviews for its communique issued last week on the South China Sea issue. Steve Herman takes a look.
The 10 ASEAN nations cobbled together at the 11th hour a compromise statement on forging a binding code of conduct in the disputed waters. Beijing has long insisted that the territorial disputes in the South China Sea should be settled between claimants. But recently, China has been partly softening its stance in ASEAN dialogues. 4 ASEAN members have competing claims in the waters with China, Brunei, Malaysia, Philippines, and Vietnam. Additionally, China's 9-dash line overlaps exclusive economic zones of 2 additional ASEAN states, Indonesia and Singapore. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
A U.S. media outlet is reporting that Chinese hackers have been accessing the private emails of top U.S. administration officials since at least 2010. NBC News cited a U.S. intelligence official and a top-secret National Security Agency briefing. The official was cited as saying the private emails of all top national security and trade officials were targeted and that the email hacking is still going on. Officials in the central U.S. state of Missouri declared a state of emergency Monday in the racially troubled city of Ferguson. Violence erupted there during a protest marking the first anniversary of the shooting death of a black shoplifting suspect by a white police officer. A friend of the dead man shot at police during today's demonstrations. He was wounded when officers returned fire and is reported in critical condition. John Belmar is the St. Louis County Police Chief.
These are tragedies, make no mistake. It's a tragedy for the man who was shot. It's a tragedy for his family. It's a tragedy for the officers who were involved in this.
Prosecutors filed 10 charges against the 18-year-old suspect. A lawyer for Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian says a verdict in the reporter's espionage trial in Iran could come within a week. A court in Tehran held its final closed-door hearing in the case on Monday. Rezaian's mother spoke to reporters.
Iran's judiciary claims to be independent, but this has all been behind closed doors, and I have no idea what has happened.
U.S. officials and international press freedom groups have all condemned the proceedings. They insist that Rezaian is innocent of espionage charges and allegations that he worked with what are called hostile governments. Fighting between government forces and separatists intensified in eastern Ukraine Monday. Ukraine's president is ordering his foreign minister to hold urgent talks with his counterparts from Germany, France, and Russia about the escalating violence. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day higher today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.